people of South Sudan have suffered for too long.
We have been chased away from our homes. We cannot feed our children and families.
Our mothers and sisters have been raped. Every day we are losing loved ones in a war. Even those fighting it call a senseless war.
For too long, we have been silenced, and our hopes for a better South Sudan is held hostage by our leaders.
It's clear the people of South Sudan want peace. We prayed, we cried, we sang, we spoke loudly that we want peace, but no one listened. We waited until we are tired, and we're still wondering why it's taking long for our leaders to make peace happen.
Several opportunities to silence the gun came and passed, but our leaders choose to sit and watch the suffering continue.
Here is yet another opportunity to silence the guns and end the bloodshed. The HLRF, will you seize it or let it pass again? South Sudan is watching.
You have heard the overwhelming call of South Sudanese for peace. And peace now. We are watching if you'll make peace or continue your path of war and destruction.
We are watching if you will put the interests of people first or your selfish individual and party interests. South Sudan is watching.
We are watching if you will finally say, enough is enough. Let us end the suffering of our people. South Sudan is watching.
We are also watching the region. If you will genuinely work for peace, or let South Sudan bleed so that you gain. South Sudan is watching.
We are watching, friends of South Sudan, who say they'll make sure spoilers of peace are held accountable. Will you keep your promise, or this will remain mere words? South Sudan is watching.
To our leaders, this is the last chance to do what is right, to show that you care about the sufferings of your people. Silence the guns, end the senseless war, and end it now.
We are asking you to open your hearts and put the interests of people of South Sudan first.
The HLRF is a golden opportunity to make peace happen in South Sudan. As two options laid bare on negotiation table, will you choose continuation of war, or you will choose peace? We are watching.
To our fellow citizens, the time is now for us to hold our leaders accountable. We must unite and watch. If they continue to fail us, we must rise and save this nation from the path of blood and destruction.